give you a second chance to serve him and to be used by him. Now, we must not miss it. We must not miss, because it's very important, on what exactly God was calling Jonah to do. What was God giving Jonah the second opportunity to do? He was giving Jonah the second chance to do what every single Christian is called to do. Did you know that? He was calling Jonah to be a missionary to a lost and dying world. Now look at me. It's 11:30. I know it. And so we're not going to get through this message today. So we'll have to pick it back up. But hear me for a second, because we must not miss this in Jonah. We must not miss it. God's mission for Jonah was to take the gospel to a lost and dying world. We call that being a missionary. Did you know this morning that God has called every single one of us in here who claim Jesus as our Savior to be missionaries? Some of you are disagreeing with me right now. I see it in your head. You say, no, he didn't call me to be a missionary. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Have you ever heard the Great Commission? Jesus commands his followers, go therefore into all the world, making disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He says, and lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. Do you know why the church exploded after Jesus was raised from the dead and ascended to heaven? Because every member of the church of the living God understood the assignment. They were called to be missionaries for Jesus Christ. Because there's a lost and dying world all around us in our community, and all throughout the world, and God has commanded us to take the good news out to the lost. Every Christian is called to be a missionary. Listen to what Mark 16:15 says. It says, Jesus commands us, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. We can't get around it, my friends. This is what Jonah is running from. Jonah was okay with taking the gospel to his fellow countrymen. That assignment, he was all right with that one. If they look like me, if they talk like me, if they think like me, if they eat like me, if all these things line up, Jonah says, I have no problem going and sharing the good news with them. But I'm not going to Nineveh. Those are a bunch of savages. They're a bunch of evil people. They're people that hate God. They hate my people. They're murderers. They torture. He says they're Gentile. They're pagan. They're nasty. They're filthy. I'm not going to get around them. Yeah, that's exactly who God is calling Jonah to go to. Here's where I'm going to close this morning. Here's the tragedy. Here's the tragedy. We're more like Jonah than we like to admit. When's the last time you shared your faith with someone? Think about that. When's the last time you spent time with a lost person, someone far from God, and told them and shared with them the gospel that Jesus saves? Like we sang about a moment ago, like that there is victory in Jesus. Hey, newsflash. When we want to think about our purpose and we ask this question, what on earth am I here for? This is exactly what God has you here for. He has you and me here to share the good news with lost people. What does he have this church here for? He has this church right here for the purpose of going out and winning lost people to Jesus. Jonah goes and he shares the message that God gave him. And he walks through the city and he says, in 40 days, Nineveh will be destroyed. That was the only message God gave him. Yet in 40 days, and Nineveh will be destroyed. It was a message of judgment. And as we're going to see when we come back next Sunday, here's what happens. As he delivers the message, it says, the people in Nineveh believed God. They repented. And the greatest revival that ever happened on the face of this earth, I believe, happened there as the Ninevites in mass turned their eyes to heaven and said, God, we believe, we repent, and we trust in you. Hear me, my friend. Jesus has a purpose for you and me. And you may have not been walking in it as of late, but I truly believe he'll give you a second chance. Peter was one of the Lord's disciples. And here's what Peter did. He was with Jesus right before Jesus was going to be betrayed. Peter looked at Jesus, looked him right in the eyes, and he said, Jesus, I will never turn my back on you. Jesus, I will never deny you. Jesus, if you go to the cross, they better have another one set up beside you because I'm going with you. Jesus said, Peter, I got news for you. Before the rooster crows, you're going to deny me three times. No, I won't. Jesus was arrested. And as Jesus was under trial and Jesus was going to the cross, three times Peter denied Christ as his Lord to others. He ran from God. He turned his back on his Savior, Jesus. And then the rooster crowed, and Peter said, oh no, what have I done? And Jesus went to the cross, and he died there for Peter. He died there for you. Jesus went to the cross knowing Peter would deny him. He went to the cross knowing you were going to disobey him, knowing you were going to run from him, knowing you weren't going to live up to the calling that God has called you to and the purpose he has. But Jesus went to the cross and there he died there for your sin, was buried, and on the third day he rose again. And then Jesus appeared to his disciples. And for 40 days he is appearing to his disciples. Now listen, Peter, after Jesus was resurrected, was on the shores of the Sea of Galilee. He was out on the water. Jesus in his resurrected body was walking along the shore, and Peter saw him and he came to be with Jesus, and Jesus met Peter there on the shore. And you know what was going on in Peter's mind? All Peter could think about, listen to me, all he could think about was this: I let my Savior down. When I should have been there, I was denying him. And he walks up to Jesus, and here's what Jesus says. Three times Jesus looks at Peter. He says, Peter, do you love me? Peter says, yes, Lord, I love you. He looks at him again. Peter, do you love me? Yes, Lord, I love you. A third time, Jesus said, Peter, do you love me? He says, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. And Jesus said, I restore you. Here's what Jesus was doing. He was saying, I'm the God of second chances. Every single one of us will fail. The great disciple Peter failed in the critical hour. But God didn't turn his back on him. And God won't turn his back on you. But he will come to you and he will say, I give you another chance. Here's my question for you today. Will you take God up on that second chance? If you'll come to him today, he'll give it to you. Let's stand to our feet. Let's bow our head and let's get ready to respond. God, we thank you for being a God of second chances. And Lord, this morning, I don't know what's going on in everyone's life, but God, I believe you can redeem and restore us to the place you've called us to. Move us right now, Holy Spirit. We're asking in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please come as we sing. Beautiful Lord, any decision you have, you can come, talk to me. Savior, the altar's open for prayer. For sure.